Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Do you remember my girl? Good morning and welcome. This morning I want to again continue speaking to primarily our brand new employees, but the information is universal. All mail handlers, did you know or are you aware that our membership ratified the 2019 National Agreement? I'm going to podcast directly from the mail handlers headquarter page and give you some information that I received from that page. The terms of the 2019 National Agreement between NPMHU and the Postal Service were officially ratified on April 7th, 2020, when the results of the membership ratification vote were certified by the Election Service True Ballot Incorporated. The final vote tally was 7,003 votes in favor of ratification and 255 in opposition, meaning that 96.49% of the voting membership voted yes on ratification. Very interesting play on numbers. They're very interesting. Me personally, when I read that, I probably would have started a Get Active campaign because less than 8,000 members voted on our national agreement. Not real good participation of mail handlers. I think that, again, if we want our voice to be heard, casting a ballot in favor of or in opposition to is one of the best ways. So less than 8,000 members voted, but as the writing shows, that's 96.49% of the voting membership. Attention now turns to implementation of this new national agreement. Here are some additional information about the timing of some of its key provisions. Now, what happens is, on your mail handler webpage, there's 11 bullet points of things that, or items negotiated that I'm going to give you the starting effective date of. The new wage rates, which will reflect the November 2019 general wage increase and the March 2020 COLA payment, will be implemented in pay period 10, which began on April 25th. The date for issuing back payments to apply these new rates on a retroactive basis to November 2019 or March 2020, as applicable, is still unknown, but the National Office will post these dates as soon as they are determined. The new night differential rate and the new rules regarding MHA overtime will begin in pay period 11, which began on May 9th, 2020. Now, let me just take a moment again and give you Kenny Hodges' interpretation of bullet point number 3. Again, I'm coming to you off the National Mail Handlers webpage, but these are my thoughts and opinion. So effective May 9th, it is now going to be very simple to show overtime violations that exist between MHAs and regular overtime desirous mail handlers. I am certain that most managers are still under the hypnotic state of working MHAs 10 to 12 hours every day. Well, now it makes it a little easier for active unions, and I say again, active unions, to bring that overtime violation ahead to payment for the overtime desireless mail handler who is going to get bypassed. Very simple, and I'm going to take a second and explain this. All it's going to take now is an overtime alert roster. When your overtime list, desire list, in Columbus, Ohio, we simply have one list. It's either you're on the list or you're off the list. We currently don't have begin tour, end tour, non-sched day list. So we've got one list. So if you're on that list and you're on, let's say, for example, tour two, and tour two overtime desired list is not being maxed out, but your union who requests the overtime alert roster from tax inputs will be able to see very easily, will simply see MHA is going over 8 hours, which now means MHA's overtime will show up on the alert roster, and it will also clearly show where overtime desired list personnel are not being used for 12 hours, but the overtime is going to the MHAs. And let me say, that is a pay grievance. That is not a make-up overtime grievance. And Columbus, Ohio, I want to say to you specifically, management uses MHAs in excess of 8 hours almost every day. They use the flimsy excuse that the MHA performed the overtime, not in your area. Well, I want to say that excuse really holds no water, because Columbus, Ohio have placed all their MHAs in one pay location, which means that pay location farms out to every pay location. So don't be fooled when we begin to file overtime grievances that the overtime happened not in your pay location. That's nonsense. Based on the way they schedule, the way they create specific pay locations for MHAs. Now, let's get back to the bullet points off the National Mail Handler page. The effective date for work rules that do not have a specific date mentioned in the national agreement will be April 25th, 2020. The date for conversion of MHAs to career under the one-time conversion program for MHAs with 2.5 years of service will be June 6, 2020. The last date for casual employees on the rolls will be July 31st, 2020. And I'd like to say in Columbus, I'm pretty sure all of the casuals have been converted to MHAs. So I don't think Columbus currently has any more casuals. The effective date for deeming all newly hired MHAs to be hired on a Saturday at the end of the pay period, which they began work solely for relative standing base conversion to career, will be May 9th. The start date for measuring cumulative changes and starting times for a bid under revised Article 12.3.B6 is the date of ratification, or April 7th. The reset date for the 1-in-4 and the 1-in-6 ratio under the MOU's refiling of residual vacancies will be June 1st, 2020. Because of the ongoing pandemic, the dates for LMOU's implementation under Article 30 have been reset to the 60-day period from September 2nd, 2020 till October 31st, 2020. And that's a very important bullet point there, because if you have plans for changing or updating your LMOUs, you now have to October 31st, 2020. And I want to say you're probably going to meet resistance if you try to change that LMOU, not strong resistance, because the union can appear to not want you to do that. But I want to say to a lot of offices, with all of the new automation that's introduced, the AGVs, the VGVs, flexible starting times, I think it's important that you sit down and maybe bring your LMOU a little more up to date. And the 11th bullet point, the eligibility of MHAs for various types of health insurance has been changed for certain MHAs. So what I did on the show this morning was I read to you 11 bullet points that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union felt important with respect to our contract that has been ratified as per April 7th. Stand by, we'll do more conversation on this subject matter. Again, keeping you informed, that's what it's all about.
And I want to close on a note to whoever or whomever thinks that it's so important that you keep removing my printed flyers advertising my podcast page in the men's locker room. What I want to say to that person, when you hung up flyers trying to find out who the actual father of your children were, I didn't take those flyers down. Or when you hung up flyers that you will be trying out for the lead role in Brokeback Mountain, I didn't take those flyers down either. So I'm going to ask you, as nice as I possibly can, those flyers cost me money. And when you remove my flyer and throw it in the garbage, then you insult me. And I want to say to you, whoever you may be, rather than insult my flyers, if you have an issue with Kenny Hodge, why don't you just bring that issue to me and let's talk about it. Hey, let's have a great day. And hopefully some emotionally disturbed person will stop tampering with whatever goes on that bulletin board inside the locker room. Let's have a great day. Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, always coming your way.